Hey there, American Horror Story fans. We are talking about American Horror Story Cult, Season 7, Episode 5, Holes. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey there, American Horror Story fans. Welcome to the AfterBuzz TV American Horror Story After Show. We are talking about American Horror Story Season 7 Cult, Episode 5, Holes.
Ooh.
I'm your host, Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl.
Hey, I'm Kelly McInerney. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Holly Weirdo.
What's up, everybody? It's Ashley Allen, and you can find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
Hey, guys, it's Sanders Kennedy. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
All right, so right off the bat, what did you guys think about this episode?
Ooh, a lot of blood.
I think it's getting better.
Yeah.
At first, I was like, this is a terrible season, but now it's like, okay, I see where you're going, in a way. But it's still predictable as shit.
Oh, of course.
Very predictable, in my opinion.
I liked this episode. Me I thought too. This one felt the most American Horror Story, because I felt like the events were sequential, they made sense, they had their callbacks, and it just, I don't know, to me it felt more American Horror Story than some of the episodes previous.
Yeah, I like the season so far, but I really like this episode. It was a lot, and especially from last episode, we weren't sure, like, how much, you know, how many more answers could we get, and I think we still got a lot of answers out of today's episode.
We did, which a lot of them were things that we had predicted. Yeah. So right. I feel like, though, I am hoping that they're intentionally queuing up these predictable moments so they'll have some big thing to just pull the rug out from underneath us.
I'm sorry. I hope but so. The first, like, 38 minutes put me to sleep.
Really?
Yeah. I was just like, what? What's this? What's going on? But the second that had, like, my mouth drop was, what part was it? Finding out that Vincent and Kai were brothers.
So the end.
That was the end.
End, basically.
Yeah, their big twist.
Yeah.
Which and was also, not to be confused
and
with
also
twisty.
Learning about Kai's family. I like that part.
Oh, I knew they were dead, though.
I like that.
I was surprised that he didn't kill him. Well, ish.
Yeah.
Because he helped kind of, like, killed them. They were dead, but, like, he didn't
He was creepy, but he wasn't murdery yet.
Yeah, I guess that didn't surprise me, because I figured there had to be something that happened to him to make him the way that he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
So
it looks like Vincent was the head person who started this whole mess with the whole pinky and everything like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We get to see where that comes from. Right off the bat, though, kicking off the episode, is we get the whole cue up. We see this kind of throwback to Holes. They keep, you know, referencing Holes. The first instance that we get is Bob telling Beverly, you know, stop doing all of these fake news story. You've got holes in all of your stories. Mm-hmm. And she's, you know, saying, well, you need to be releasing the video of what happened to Serena. And he's saying no. And it's like a whole back and forth. Basically, she gets herself fired. So she's super pissed off, goes to her cult, and is like, it's time for Bye Bye Bob.
Yeah, and I predicted that last episode. I'm like, Bob is going to die. Like, you already see that it's going to be like, who's going to die first? And he was right. It is fake news, because they're doing the murdering, and then they're going to film it. It's fake news. It's very, like, bias. So that's the real. Yeah. That's the only real fake news going on in this world right now.
And crime is down, aside from those vicious murders, right? Which is kind of like surprising.
Which is kind of confusing that he's like, well, you can't call it a serial killer yet. And it's like, I mean, it has a mark that is like, I'm going to kill you, and then they do.
Yeah,
isn't that kind of, that seems serial killer-y
they don't
to
want,
me?
They don't want to call it what it really is. Just like what we've kind of seen in our news in the past few days. So,
true.
Unfortunate, but it happens.
True. But so we see also this in this cult meeting, RJ, who we haven't really seen before, back-talking. Yeah. This is the first that we see of back-talking RJ.
Is he the cameraman, though, of Beverly? Because Kai told Beverly, you know him the most.
Okay.
So I'm assuming he had to work with Beverly. So I'm assuming he's the cameraman since she's always the first on the scene.
Right.
Who's recording her.
And was it Kai that told him to record the killings? So he was like recording it anyway. So maybe we can put that together.
I feel like he's the camera guy. But at the same time, the fact that we're having to go, who is RJ? Is he the camera guy?
Yeah.
If you knew that this was going to be somebody that you were going to kill off for solidarity and this was going to be a big moment that was going to be huge... First, the twist is that Ivy arrives, and that's our first twist before we cut to credits, but we all kind of predicted that she was part of it, we knew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But having this big moment of Ivy's turning point being heard to be the first one to put the nail to his head, we should have cared more about RJ. We should have known RJ in previous episodes. He should have done something so that we care about him, defended Beverly, or done...
That's the thing. I felt like... They killed off RJ because they can't afford to kill off one of the bigger members of the cast because it's so soon in the episode. It's like, okay, we'll throw in RJ and then kill him. And then make you wait for 45 minutes to figure out who the hell he is, and then we'll kill him 5 minutes later.
That's what my biggest problem with Roanoke was at the end when they were just like, and now there's some YouTubers because we brought them in because there's nobody else to kill, so we'll bring them in to kill them off. Yeah. And I was like, what?
I think they should have switched, like, they should have had... that about Meadow and then have Allie see this guy being like, your wife's in it. I think that would even be...
I agree.
Affect her, even though she doesn't know who this guy is. Yeah. That would still affect her. Didn't have to be Meadow that she saw. I think if she saw him and then Meadow, they made a big deal, we would care more.
Yeah, I agree with that. We should have... I would have liked to see one of the people that we already knew, a main character. I think that would have given more of a shock value because you don't see that coming.
Yeah.
But did we get a real explanation why Meadow was in the grave? Like, what did she do? Because when they said, "Oh, one of us is going against us," I thought it was RJ. Then we see Meadow in the grave.
It could also be a stunt. Like, it could be not real. She could still be in it.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. You're right. Because if you remember the last episode, all that blood, but yet she can climb out of a grave and then run across the street, but all that blood on the walls and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then if it wasn't a setup, when whoever that was snatched her up from Allie's window, why didn't they go in the house to try to get her if that was really the plan?
But this is what I think is I almost think because later Ivy asks when Harrison and Colton Hayes' character, why am I blanking on his name?
Detective.
The detective.
Something.
I don't know the name.
Yeah, detective.
Harrison and the detective come back to the house and she says, where's Meadow? Mm-hmm. They said she's with a friend. I almost wonder if they went against the cult to get rid of Meadow so the two of them could be together. And this was something that was now they are pushing about solidarity. And this is something that they've done outside of it. And now Meadow is given, because she gave actual information where she said, you know, your wife is part of it, which I don't think that they would want Allie to know that yet because she's on the phone with Ivy.
So, or maybe just make her be more crazy because they could just...
More paranoid?
They have been giving her information and everything, and she's been seeing these people and hearing these things, but people just still think she's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then with that information, who is she going to run and tell? Like you said, she's crazy. No one's going to believe her. She has all of these people against her, so it's just her word against someone else's. Yeah. So,
and all the people she trusts are in the cult, like her therapist, her wife, so...
Even her son doesn't want anything to do with her at this point.
It's like the boy who cried wolf, kind of, because she's always like, there's clowns, oh, there's holes, there's
she's
this.
She's the woman who cries clowns.
Yeah.
You guys like that more than I thought you would. That's funny. So we get to see a lot of flashbacks this episode, too. We go back to September 2016 when Allie's talking to Vincent, and we see that she's even got issues with her marriage before the election.
Right.
So we've thought that this was, you know, election-driven, but she's given a sex toy to Ivy, and Ivy's like, GTFO, basically.
I thought that was so dumb to be like, yeah, I noticed something strange when she didn't want my sex toy. Like, it could have been a bigger thing. I don't know. Because she could have not been in the mood that day.
She was tired.
Yeah.
People get tired.
Yeah.
She was stressed out. I mean, saying literally, again, the holes, we're digging ourselves into a hole financially.
Yeah.
And then this is also a reference to then when Allie is talking about how she dreams that she has these black bugs crawling through the holes in her neck and she wakes up having scratched her neck raw.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. Like, was that needed? I didn't really understand that.
Creepy
and
gross.
Yeah, it's creepy and gross.
It felt American Horror Story.
Yeah, I liked it. I feel like it was more for show than to have like an actual meaning. But I like that.
Mm-hmm. I like it too. I feel like Murder House had things like that too, where it was just like cut to like this weird creepy thing. Like, don't forget that we're horror driven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun, American Horror Story.
I feel like this whole episode reminded us of that.
I dug that. I don't know.
What I liked about the episode is that it kind of connected to other horror movies, like with Pinhead, RJ having the pins in his head. And also
Rear Window with Allie with a telescope. I really liked that one, like Alfred Hitchcock reference.
Oh, and also Psycho with the dead parents in the bed and keeping them forever.
Mother, and then talking to Mother. It's like, if Norman Bates' dad was alive, what would he have said?
Basically.
Still hate you, shithead. He's like, all right, okay, that's an answer to that question. But yeah, we see Kai kind of telling this, leading the go and kill Bob, which is going to be Ivy's first foray into this murder experience. Mm-hmm. But then Bob has like a gimp that's strung up with hooks in his attic. Ooh. And it's like, this does feel very American Horror Story. Because what? Yeah. Why? Huh?
I wonder why.
Why didn't Beverly?
Oh my god, that just made me so happy.
Why didn't Beverly mention it in the news story, though? Like, oh, we found Bob and his gimp.
I don't know.
Because he wasn't the famous one. You know, that kind of tends to happen, too, in news stories. When the other person is not famous or important, sometimes they get left out of the news story.
It could have also been because they didn't want the, you know, focus to be on Bob had a gimp. They want it to be on, like, these people are attacking. Oh, we should all be scared.
That's true. Right.
So instead of anything that would distract, even though I feel like that would have been something else to add, because, I'm hoping we'll get some answers as to what the hell that was and what was going on, but I feel like that might have just been a, look, RJ didn't want to kill the gimp, and Ivy threw up. That's the only reason that this was here.
Yeah.
Because we didn't want to make it a puppy.
And I know we all knew something weird was going on, because when Bob came down the stairs and was licking something red off the gloves, we all were like,
Ugh. Definitely.
And then we get the whole, you know, flashback to 5 weeks ago, another flashback here to when Meadow is passing out the masks to everybody for the Mark and Rosie drilling them in their coffin scenario, which we find out then that Ivy and RJ are saying, let's let them out.
Yeah.
And at that point, don't know that their intention is to kill these people, I guess.
It was Meadow and RJ, right? I feel like.
Meadow. Ivy wasn't in it yet.
Yeah.
Meadow and RJ, which is why I think they also probably killed off Meadow, was this whole weakest
link.
I don't know.
But during that scene, they also said, which we caught, they said, do you want to go against the man that gave us back our lives? And then they said, Kai left Vincent's office.
Yeah.
And that's when we were like, okay, now we're seeing the connection that all of these people, well, most of these people have with Dr. Vincent, and how does he play into it? That's when I kind of was like, okay, if they're not brothers, he's definitely connected in some type of way.
Yeah.
So that was a moment that really sparked my interest.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that was kind of like a, that's why I kind of wish they would have dragged out that reveal a little bit more than at the end of this episode. I kind of wish it would have been like at the top of the next episode.
Okay.
Yeah. Because there were too many reveals in this episode. Well, it was Ivy and then Bob getting killed. Well, I guess that's not a, but Ivy and Vincent already in. I like space in the map, what you said.
Yeah. I don't know. But then we see another whole reference when, you know, we have the phone call where she's talking about Meadow. And she's saying there's a hole and he put her in it. And Ivy's trying to say, oh, you're crazy. And then Meadow runs up and says,
Your wife
and your babysitter. It's a cult. And
they're
all the police. A cult.
They're in it together.
Mm-hmm. Which is also the first time that we've had them reference cult. So
true.
Yeah.
It, I guess, just took 5 episodes to get to that point.
Basically.
But they did, you know, kind of allude later to, like, a Charles Manson-y thing.
So yeah, they did do that.
We'll talk about that a little later on, too. But I feel like the whole way that they're setting up Kai as this cult leader and of him saying, you know, you're either with us or you're against us and everything we stand for. And then I liked the way that the scene played because it felt very in touch with the show and it felt like something that we've been kind of missing mm-hmm. up until this point. But then having it juxtaposed with Kai breaking down with Beverly.
Yeah, she really broke him down.
Yeah. Because this whole season so far, I've been like, why is no one asking him any questions? And she's finally the one who's asking, what about you? Like, what are your fears? Who are you? Finally, someone. And I feel like, I don't know, at first I kind of thought his breakdown, his cry was fake. Mm-hmm. But I guess not.
We finally see that Kai is human, because up until this point, he's been a little inhuman.
Oh, yes.
And also, support for this podcast actually comes from the astonishing new television series, Marvel's Inhumans.
Yes.
On the dark side of the moon, there exists this civilization that's unlike anything that you've ever seen before. So these people with extraordinary powers and abilities that make them more than human, they're inhuman. Mm-hmm. So you can meet Black Bolt, the king. The sound of his voice can destroy a city. And Medusa, the queen.
My queen, yes!
There is a living weapon, literally, hair to die for.
Yeah, she whips her hair back and forth and kills them all off.
And Lockjaw, which is this giant bulldog who teleports the royals from planet to planet. But now, treachery in the form of Black Bolt's evil brother Maximus.
Gluteus Maximus?
Hey! I mean, if you got the hair, I feel there you like. Go. But he's threatening the royal family and their kingdom, and the royals have been forced to escape their true home, Earth, where we live, where the real fight for their future has begun. So you can join this epic family drama as two brothers battle to claim one throne as Marvel's Inhumans. It's got new episodes Fridays, 9, 8 Central on ABC.
There cool. We go.
Check it out.
Sounds nice. Like a lot.
So, yeah, I love we get our final flashback, which is to 2014, when this, you know, actual Evan Peters looking guy, short hair, good looking.
Donnie Darko.
He does look kind of Donnie Darko. You're right.
Yeah, the hair.
I like it though. It looks like
I did both of them, you know. I
that was a good wig.
Oh yeah, that was a good wig. And also, yep.
Yep. We'll just go with that.
Yep. But earlier we see Kai talking about, you know, when he slaps RJ across the face, and he's saying, when RJ's saying, "Why do we have to kill him?" Because the perception of control is the perception of power. Mm-hmm. We need the perception of power. Which is odd that then Beverly, doing the pinky promise, is, you
gaining
know,
the
almost...
Power.
Yeah.
The tables, yeah.
Yeah.
Literally, as they're sitting at the table. She's even sitting on his side.
Oh, yeah?
She was.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
yeah,
like
she
an actual
was.
Reverse. She was sitting on... We've always seen him sitting on the right side, and then whoever is... He's breaking over on the left... Yeah. And now we see the
actual
switch.
Do you think
switch.
That we're going to see, like, in every episode coming up, someone gaining more and more power? First, it was, like, Beverly in this one, and maybe it might be Winter in the next one, where she has some kind of control over Kai?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I feel like, out of all of them, Beverly is the only one who I can see that has, if not more, but equal power to Kai. Because she seems to have, like, her anger is, like, deep. Like rooted, the rest of them kind of just seems like, but she
yeah,
and she
yeah.
even when she killed Bob, like she took her mask off.
Oh
like,
yeah,
she
turned
was
that
playing
off.
No
yeah.
games at all. So she's the only one I can see that is like level with Kai or even higher than him.
Well, and she was talking about before too, the difference between how they're just angry. There's a difference between
yeah.
anger and rage.
Yeah,
and she has like this deep seated rage.
Yeah.
And yeah, for the whole point to be like, we need this on film so we can show it to everybody, and her being like, get the camera off my face.
Yeah.
And then just
yeah.
being like, what up, Bob?
Yeah.
About to hatchet you, bro.
And I kind of feel like going to that, she kind of did too much talking, because I don't know how much of the video that they released. Isn't someone going to be able to recognize her voice?
I immediately juxtaposed with her reporting on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, Beverly, you got to space this out a little bit, because people are going to be like, that sounds a lot like you.
Yeah.
I was going to say maybe they muted, but no, they did that whole chant, that Latin chant.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, and it's like, you don't think they're going to break down the audio and try to, like, figure out
know.
Who it is?
I mean, look, Superman and Batman are, like, that's my, like, argue against them. Like, how do they not know that's Clark Kent or whatever?
I was going to use Hannah Montana, but...
I love that those are the two superheroes that I reference is Superman and Hannah Montana. Both saving the world in their own right.
True.
I can't.
Hannah Montana saved my life.
Yeah. He's just being Anthony. That was my Miley reference. Also, it's Anthony's birthday.
Happy birthday, Anthony.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Everybody, shout out to our engineer, Anthony, and tell him happy birthday because he's amazing.
Yeah, the cake was great.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Wasn't it? Cake. Oh, man.
Great.
We had our cake and ate it, too. Yeah. Which... I mean, leads us to one of the most unappetizing scenes in the episode, which is Kai and the death of his parents.
Yes.
Which we see as he's on this website, The Red Pill. We keep seeing these, like, different web things that are popping up. I'm wondering how these are going to tie together when we have...
It's the dark web.
Yeah, the whole dark web thing. I wonder, is that, like, what ties together? I'm not quite sure... We also get a little bit of backstory, too. We find out that Kai has a degree in religious studies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which lets us know about how he's kind of able to have this mentality of this cult leadership and kind of trying to make himself appear to be this god amongst men just by using fear to manipulate. So I love that this show will give us these little references. And like you were saying, like the I really like when the show, too, has these callbacks to other... Yeah. Horror movies, but I don't know. I feel like it's been lacking that up until this episode this season.
So yeah. That's the thing. It's crazy. I thought last episode was amazing. This episode was like, okay.
I just thought it was informative, this episode. You know, it's like moving the story along, which I appreciated.
Yeah. But everything seemed to happen for a reason, except for the GIMP thing that I was like, I'm not really quite sure.
And we
sure.
didn't unmask him, so we don't know who he is. It can be a big character, maybe. I don't know.
But he's dead now, so.
Yeah. Bye. Yeah.
Bye.
But it's cool that it shows that it did work, like, his whole plan that he ended up being up 10 points, Kai, after showing the clown thing. Which I think that happens in real life too. When like with Trump stuff, I don't know. But
it does.
Different things, events that happens will swing people's votes.
Mm-hmm.
And how different people handle it, and him kind of using the fear that he's creating as his own tool.
Fuel.
But this is the first time too that we've seen Kai actually kill someone though.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Because there up until this point, he's just had other people do it. And then with RJ, he's saying there's the world record is 13 nails to the head. Let's see how many we get before RJ dies. But then does his whole medulla oblongata speech and then is the one that literally put the nail in the coffin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The nail in the coffin and the nail in the back of the head. So,
Ayo.
Yeah.
He likes nailing people.
Which is ironic because we were just talking about how we would like to... Never mind. So...
Clean up on aisle 4.
That made me very happy.
We have a lot of comedians today.
That was very happy and very sad simultaneously.
The people in the chat are saying happy birthday, Anthony.
Yay! Oh, yeah. We love you. And LOL, Hannah Montana. But so we get that these saying when they finally tell Winter, too, that... Their parents are dead when Kai calls Vincent over and Vincent says, basically, we're just going to put lye on them so that they don't smell and we'll just let them decompose and we'll go full Norman Bates mother
Crazy.
Scenario.
Basically.
And then Winter finds out at Thanksgiving her brothers are douchers.
Yeah.
She had no chance.
No, she didn't.
No.
Mm.
Poor Winter. But I guess she wasn't that nice either because her brother's like, she only calls when she needs money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with that family, how can you, I get it. Like, I would only want to hang out with them only for money.
Yeah, I don't want to go hang out with angry dad in his chair yelling at everybody about spicy foods and throwing shit. And
I love Taco Tuesday.
We had another Taco Tuesday moment. Tacos.
We
had another Taco
we
thing.
We had another Taco Tuesday. I'm telling you, they just... Is American Horror Story sponsored by Taco Bell and we just didn't know it?
It might be.
We want some tacos.
I
think they just know that they're like, we're on Tuesday nights.
Yeah,
you're
so
all
they're going with
eating
that.
Tacos.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know, but for some reason, I feel like they're building Kai up to be this big, powerful guy. and then something's going to go left.
Yeah.
I feel like one of them are going to take over, or Allie's going to take over. He's not going to be able to make it all the way as he wants to. Someone's going to turn on him. That's how I just feel.
I think Beverly's going to somehow overthrow.
Yeah.
I think she's going to go full mutiny.
But doesn't it usually go like this in TV shows or movies where the cult starts, like, talking, like, oh, wait, we have a brain. Let's figure out, like, what's going on. Mm-hmm. And let's turn on the person who's been using us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to tell, too, because we also don't know what's happening with Meadow. If that's something that all of the cult is in on, or if this is something that, you know, two people have gone against the cult and has betrayed another member without everybody else, which is a big cult no-no. There's a lot of rules in these cult scenarios. The only thing that I thought was really interesting, too, is because they were talking about what was happening next week. But before we dive into some predictions, is there anything that we want to kind of talk about last in this episode?
Zia says that people that wrote on Bates Motel are writing this, so that explains, like, the Norman Bates stuff.
Okay.
That makes sense. Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's an extra little Easter egg.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go. Oh, it makes me like the episode a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
There's another good question. Which of the cult members will die, go to jail, or somehow escape? I feel like Ivy is gonna die. She's the next weakest link.
Ivy?
Yeah. Maybe if she doesn't die, I don't know, something's going to happen. She's just, we've already seen what they do to the weak people, and she's the weakest one.
I think potentially if Meadow is killed off by Harrison and the detective without the rest of the cult knowing, I think they're going to go against Harrison and the detective.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, okay. I think they're going to pick each other off a little bit. Well, here, let's just dive into some predictions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Whoa.
So, what? We were talking a little bit last week, too, about how we know, and if nobody wants to know any spoilers, then right now, don't listen, that we know that Evan Peters is going to be playing Charles Manson at some point.
Yes, and they hinted at that a little bit.
They did, but it's funny because we were looking at the
titles of all the episodes that are coming up. I sent it to you guys. I didn't see if I can, if someone can pull
it up. So we have them. So the next episode is Midwestern Assassin, then Valerie Solanas Died for Your Sins, Scumbag, then Winter of Our Discontent, Drink the Kool-Aid, and then episode 10 is Charles Manson in Charge.
Yeah.
That's great.
I do like that a lot. And then the last episode is going to be called Great Again. Mm. But it seems like they aren't going to bring in Charles Manson then until the title episode, till the second to last. So that makes me interested as to if that's just a one-off line that they're going to use to tie into that episode or how that's going to work. Do you guys have any theories?
I hope it's not going to be like the Roanoke thing where it's like the last episode or two episodes are different, but it sounds like it might be like that, you know?
I guess I kind of thought like maybe they studied him and maybe that's where they got some of the ideas from for this cult, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's just all about cult leaders.
Yeah.
And they're just going to use his name, but I think it would have been smarter if they went with other cult leaders and just like used each name in each episode or something, but just doing the whole Charles Manson thing for next episode, and it's not going to be really talked about until like the 10th episode. It's like, are we going to drag this Charles Manson thing for like 4 or 3 episodes?
What if they're related to Manson?
Oh, there you go.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
But then right before that, you have Drink the Kool-Aid, which means, is everybody going to die?
That's the other cult,
yeah.
Or Allie joins the cult, maybe? She joins the Kool-Aid?
I don't know, because the whole thing, Ivy is talking about how much she hates her wife because she let the country become what it is now.
Yeah.
But that's
the
thing.
Also like, good God,
that
girl.
That one
like,
vote?
Really?
Yeah.
That one vote.
It's like, that seems a bit extreme.
But also, it didn't, I don't think it'll sweat, like, it's not like she voted for Trump, but I guess, was Michigan a swing state? Do you guys know?
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
But that's the thing. She mad at Allie for not voting for Hillary, but she's working with a cult that some of them voted for Trump.
Yeah.
Chick, you need to get slapped in your face like RJ did.
Yeah.
Like, are you... are you dumb or not? Like, hello? Hello?
Well, we know the whole thing makes her sick.
It like, makes me mad.
Right. Yeah. She went and puked her guts up.
I think Kai is going to kill Beverly because she saw his moment of weakness.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh.
And I don't think she's going to rise up, I think, because he still has the other people. So I think he's going to kill her because she's too, like, powerful, or, you know?
But doesn't he need Beverly to be on the news? He needs her to kind of get his word out so he can get, because he still needs to be up 50%.
Yeah.
So that he doesn't have a runoff.
Well, I'm not saying not, maybe not next episode.
Right.
But eventually, it's on his radar, you
But
know?
She controls how it's put out there. She controls the video. She chooses what's going to be said. She controls the narrative of this whole story. So he should be afraid.
Yeah. And, like, yeah, I think he's going to realize he made a mistake by telling her too much information.
Okay.
That's my...
I can see that. Maybe the whole, like, illusion, like, kill the media issue, like, the after the election. I could see that being a metaphor. Or them also just being like, this would look cool.
Yeah.
What would you like to see in the next episode?
I want to see more about Dr. Vincent. True. I want to know, like... How did him and, like, where did these thoughts come from? How did he get this way? Because he's supposed to be the sane one, but clearly he's one of the people who is super in charge crazy. Of all of this.
Yeah.
And he has his brother on medication. As you see, Kai is always popping some type of pill. Yeah. So I want to know more about him. So
and
I'm glad.
Fine with mummifying his parents just so he can keep their pension and disability check and not have to tell people at his practice. It's like...
How did you reason this in your mind?
It's like
that this
a mausoleum.
Okay?
Yeah. It's like it's not a mausoleum, bro. It's a house that God, what?
Yeah, it's like you don't think you're gonna get caught.
Yeah. Right. Ugh. Yeah, I'm interested to see. I want to see Allie finally step up and grow a pair, which we kind of saw a little bit in the preview.
Yeah,
and I'm hoping that will actually. Be something instead of then her just immediately breaking down and being terrified again.
Yeah, I need Allie to be a kick-ass woman and just beat everyone's ass and be like, I'm the queen, bitch. Like, that's the only way I'll end up, like, really
I want her to go,
this.
Like, full Daenerys Targaryen, where she's, like, super weak at the beginning and then just, like, mother of dragons, I'll burn this to the ground. Like, I don't know.
That's what I need.
I agree.
Well, do you guys have any final thoughts before we kind of wrap up here?
I think that's it for me. I just can't wait for the next episode. Hopefully they give me a little bit more of what we talked about.
And
same. Yeah, I'm excited for next episode, but I definitely liked the blood and stuff this episode. It made me happy.
Yeah. yeah, same.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what is in store for the rest of this season. They kind of lost me a little bit at the beginning, but I'm on board. I'm on board now. I want to see what's going to go down with the cult. So we also want to know what you guys think. So we love when you guys comment. So continue to comment. Also be sure to rate, subscribe. We're on YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, all the places.
Tweet at us. Mr. Devereaux lost his mind tweeting
at us. Yeah, we got all your tweets today.
Yes. So tweet at us. Let us know what you think. And where can people tweet you guys?
So you can find me on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube at Just Sans World.
And I'm Ashley Allen. You guys know where to find me at Ashley Reed Allen.
And I'm Kelly McInerney. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Holly Weirdo.
And I'm Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. You can find us all here at AfterBuzz TV, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.